It's Rabbi Brian, December 2006. Welcome to the podcast. Glad you're listening. A few short spiritual exercises. Here's a short little spiritual exercise for you to do. Right now, with your hands, link them together, clasp your fingers together, and take a look at the bottom of the clasped group hands, and notice which pinky is on the bottom. Is it your left pinky or your right pinky? Now, undo your hands and re-interlace your fingers together with the opposite pinky on the bottom of that pile. And now don't do anything, but wait. What this short little spiritual exercise can teach you about, and if you have your hands still that way, is about change and how much we don't like change. How uncomfortable change is, how we, you know, one pinky's in a different order and we feel all of a sudden weird. Do this exercise whenever you'd like, thinking about change. The next spiritual exercise is somewhat similar. It's also about change. I want you to change the ringer on your cell phone, or if you use a headset on your cell phone, change it to the other ear. Move it to your left ear if it used to be on the right, or the right to the left. Or change your watch. If you usually wore a watch on the right hand, move to your left. Do some change, some large piece of change, and I'll tell you why. I want you to discover how you feel about change. Try a little experiment and see how you feel about change. Because as paradoxical as it is, the only constant is change. And you want to start getting comfortable with change, don't you? I mean, if you don't, you're stiff, you'll break. So try that, any one of those things, the watch on the other hand, or the cell phone ringer changed, or your headset changed. Try those and take a little look at yourself and how you deal with change. Here's another thought to do. At exactly noon every day, take a minute off. There's a group of Zen order, Bernie Glassman's the head of, he came up with this idea that what would happen in the world if everyone took 1 minute off at noon to just be silent and reflective? Here's another thing to think about. The way you end your phone calls. Everyone seems to get into some rut of what it is they say. Think about what those words are. What are the last words that you actually say to whoever it is you're talking to? Are those the words you want to be ending with? Maybe you want to change them. And this one's a little odd, but notice how many breaths it takes while you're urinating. Chances are you have no idea. With lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.